This is on interoperability, demonstrating interoperability.
Air Force Colonel George Krakey is Chief of the Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance, ISR Division, with the U.S. Joint Forces Command, one of the American military commanders running Empire Challenge 10 out of Fort Huachuca, Arizona.
In other words, there are ISR capabilities that are either in the field or about to go to the field, bring them to an event like Empire Challenge, and we make sure that the capability that belongs to the Marine Corps can talk to the Army system, and that the Army system can talk to the UK system, and that the UK system can talk to the Canadian system. So we work those interoperability issues with the goal of solving those problems with sharing data here in Arizona rather than trying to solve it in Kandahar.
Operation Empire Challenge 10 actually kicked off on Monday, July 26th, and is now slated to continue through August 13th. Krakey told a reporter teleconference that the annual event is designed to be a hands-on effort to make the latest military communications gear battle-ready.
It's roughly 2,000 people participating worldwide. There's about 20 different locations. The Fort Huachuca here is our live ops hub where the majority of the folks are roughly on the ground now. I think we have about 900 people. It fluctuates daily as support people come and go. We also have distributed sites. Another main location for us is in Suffolk, Virginia, Joint Forces Command Laboratories there, as well as sites in the UK. Australia is participating. The Canadians have sites up in Ottawa. NATO out of The Hague is participating. All in all, about 20 different sites worldwide, all connected via networks and operating in a net-enabled environment. Now, the focus for this year is on multinational interoperability and data sharing. That is one of the key tasks with last year is how do we move data from a U.S.-only network to a multinational network that includes 43 nations participating in ISAF. That was the problem set we were given.
Krakey says this is not just any hypothetical exercise based on suppositions handed to the Empire Challenge team by a group of analysts. Were the instances that you were able to fix and the exercise itself, were they based on either anecdotal or mission report information and data that you've received from the field?
Absolutely. And we do look at case studies. We have a list of documents that we go through, everything from General Flynn's How to Fix Intelligence document that came out last summer to ISR studies, work that's done by the ISR task force at the SECDEF level. We look at all those. And again, we can't do everything, so we want to focus on those problems that are most pertinent to the warfighter right now.
Krakey says you don't get any more hands-on than gear that's slated to see action in Afghanistan before the end of this month.
The equipment that is here now has been delayed going to Afghanistan because they needed to work out some specific issues with integration with the U.S. Aerostat and some other tactics development work. So they diverted that equipment from Afghanistan to here to do that work, and then this week on Thursday, they'll start packing up, and that equipment will go to Afghanistan. The issue that they were working on in particular was taking this U.S. Aerostat, which it is deployed with the Cortez in Afghanistan, and integrating it into the Cortez system.
By way of explanation, an aerostat is a helium-filled blimp used for surveillance. Once tethered to a fixed location, it can give ground forces a 10-kilometer, 360-degree view of a battle zone. Cortez is the name of a British military system for doing surveillance using a variety of resources, including the American aerostats and other unmanned air vehicles. Krakey says that as the British officer in Arizona comes up with solutions to exchanging data with the aerostats, he's immediately on the phone with his counterpart in Afghanistan to pass along and immediately implement the changes they've come up with. Krakey says Canadian observers came to Empire Challenge for solutions to a problem they call fratricide avoidance, what we call the injuries or death from friendly fire.
So now the Canadians at a forward operating base who need close air support can pass to the aircraft that are going to provide that close air support their positions, which comes up on the aircraft's displays. Pilot knows where the good guys are and where the bad guys are, and that helps avoid fratricide. One of the key objectives for our NATO partners here was to, and one of the reasons they brought their NATO AWACS, was to work integration between NATO AWACS and an unmanned platform such as the Scan Eagle. And we were successfully able to pass control of the Scan Eagle to the NATO AWACS, so they were able to fly it from the AWACS. They were also able to receive the data from the Scan Eagle on the aircraft. So, again, a major support in the development of CONOPS for NATO on how they wish to employ their AWACS with unmanned vehicles.
As for the location, Colonel Krakey says the mountains and high desert plains of Fort Huachuca are an ideal stand-in for the same kinds of conditions the troops on the ground and in the air are likely facing in that part of Afghanistan. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.